doing do well. Come on, jam your hands together for God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. I always say this when I praise God, that God has been good to me more than I can be good to myself. Hallelujah. More than I want good for myself, God wants good for me. Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. It just gives me it gives me goosebumps to just think about the fact that God is thinking of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know we've all been through stuff in life. We've all been through something, but it looks different on all of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a good thing to come into the presence of the Lord and lift up your voice and praise Him. Lift up your voice, lift up your heart, lift up your hands. You throw your hands in the air and say, Father, I just want to praise you. God has done so much for me, and I believe He has done so much for you as well, that we are now behind in thanking Him. How many of you can thank God enough? If you can thank God enough, let me see your hand. You can thank Him enough for all He has done for you. You can thank Him enough then. Praise the Lord. He has done so much for me. I don't know about you, but He has done so much for me. I'm behind in thanking Him. Hallelujah. That's why I seize every opportunity I get to lift up my voice in praise. Hallelujah. Amen. It also gives me pleasure. I saw people coming out to give to testify, and right there I was just like, thank you, Lord. How many of you know that you've not heard bad news from home? It's something to thank God for. You know, if you hear one, you get a phone call, this person is in the hospital, is at the moment, is dying. You know, that destabilizes you. You can't even do anything well anymore. But that you've not heard bad news from home. They've not called you and said, this person just died. This person just had an accident. Come on, it's something to thank God for. Lift up your hands and just say, thank you, Jesus. Say it out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Say it one more time. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't do any other thing in church this morning, just say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. I want to do a song this morning. It says, how great you are. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, oh. How I long to seek your face. Oh, how I long to know you more. Hey, how you care for me each day. Hey, how you change my life for real. Oh, Adiro Edikagi Idiego Adiro Edikagimo Awesome God. Forever you remain the anchor of my life. Forever you will reign. Oh, how great you are. How great you are. Oh, how great you are. How great you are. How I long to sing your praise. And how I long to know your heart. Hey, how you change me in your hands. Hey, how you change my life for real. Oh, Adiro Yedikagi Idiego. It's all about you. My heart will sing. How great you are. Oh, how great you are. Can you give me some more volume in that thing? How great you are.
How great you are. Agbani lagbato. Agbani lagbato. Agbani lagbato. Oh. Agbani lagbato. Agbani lagbato. Agbani lagbato. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, he makes me want to cry. Agbani lagbato. He's great and mighty God. He's great and mighty God. 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 Great and mighty. Somebody sing. Say, great and mighty God. 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 Agbani lagbato. Agbani lagbato. He's been good to me and my family. He's been good to me in my career. He's been good to me. I know he's been good to you. He's done so much. He's done so much for me. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough. I can't praise this God enough. Oh, people of God. Can't praise him enough. Oh, I can't praise him enough. Yeah, I can't praise him enough. I can't praise him enough. He's been good to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Has love been good to you?
Yes.
It's been good to me.
Amen.
Amen. I do believe by the virtue of many testimonies we had today that it's been good to plenty people. And I believe that you are included. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a bit, about 30 minutes left, but God will help us to be able to keep within the time. Amen. I want to encourage you to try and make the picnic on Saturday. So, and let's be here on time. I think we want everybody to be here by 9:30. 9:30. The coach leaves at 9:30. So, try and be here by 9. Try and be here between 9 and 9:30. So that we can get there on time and have a wonderful time. We don't want to be there by 12 and be looking at our wristwatch to come back by 3. So we want to have a whole day. So please, try and organize yourself. Let's be our brother's keeper. Phone others and make sure that you are here on time. Some other churches we go will be there with us. And the Hackney Parish, they have got a coach of 70-seater and they are still looking for more vehicles to bring them. So also, so it's going to be a big picnic this time around, a big outing, a lot of fun. Women will play football. Some of us, you will, you will see Pastor playing football too. I know how to play football. Hallelujah. At least I play football in my primary school, so I can see. Praise the Lord. So please, let's be around on time. God will help us. If you have any difficulty, make sure you phone Sister Bumi. I think Sister Bumi will give us her number. We announce it before we close so that she can direct you. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for what you did in our lives in the last month. You saw us through 7 months, and we are in the 8th month of the year. You have done wonderful things in our lives. You have spared our life. You have provided for us. You have blessed us. You have revived us. You have revived our dream life, our vision life, our ministry life. You have revived us also physically in many areas of life. We are very grateful. Please accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that the good work that you have started in our lives, that you will complete them in the name of Jesus. As we have heard in the testimony, Lord, none of us will die untimely death. And those close to us will not die untimely death. In the name of Jesus. If need be, you will use men to ransom our lives. Men will replace us, our lives, in the name of Jesus, so that we not die but live to declare the glory of God. We bless your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Some of us are missing our Friday vigil. We do a lot of stuff on Friday, and it's not possible to cover it on a Sunday meeting like this. So try and work your schedule to be meeting up with the Friday once a month vigil. This afternoon, I want to talk briefly before we go into Thanksgiving on appointed time and fruitfulness. Appointed time and fruitfulness. This is the month of our fruitfulness. And whatever still remains in your life that is not fruitful, this month they shall become fruitful. Amen. Because your appointed time has come. Or should I say, my appointed time has come. My Bible passage is Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 to 21. Exodus 1, 1 to 21. But we can't have time to read through all of them. So I will just take one or two passages there so that we can go a bit faster. In verse 7 of Exodus chapter 1, the Bible says, "But the children of Israel were fruitful and increase abundantly and multiply and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." The children of Israel were the children of Abraham. How many of us believe that we are children of Abraham by faith because we are a child of God? The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3 that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. So you are children of Abraham by faith. If you agree with me that you are children of Abraham by faith, then it means that verse 7 of this scripture also is applicable to you. How many of us believe that verse 7 is also applicable to us? Verse 7 is applicable to me. What about you? And what does verse 7 say? "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." This word will come to pass in your life this year in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe, then make the confession with me that, "But Oyetunji was fruitful and increased abundantly. He multiplied and replenished the earth and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with my children." Oyetunji was fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with Oyetunji. This will be your testimony this year in Jesus' name. You will be fruitful in your body in the name of Jesus. You will be fruitful in your spirit in the name of Jesus. You will be fruitful with your ideas in the name of Jesus. ideas that will launch you to your greatness, the Lord will give unto you in Jesus' name. Ideas that will bring you into the realm of kings and princes, the Lord will release unto you this season in the name of Jesus. The Lord will release it unto you in the name of Jesus. 1 year, Isaac became great. He became fruitful. The Bible says he was great. He moved forward. He went forward and became so prosperous that the Philistines were envying him. I decree that this year you will move forward. Amen. I say you will move forward. Amen. You will become fruitful. Amen. Not just becoming fruitful, but you will be exceedingly fruitful. Or to the intent that others will be envying you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then when you look at verse 20, the Bible says, therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwife feared God, that he provided also for them. This year, God will deal well with you.
Amen.
This season, I say God will deal well with you. In the name of Jesus. He said, then God dealt well with them. And not only that, God multiplied them. May God multiply you. May God multiply your seed. May God multiply your finances. May God multiply your businesses. You have one branch before. May God multiply those branches onto many branches. Maybe you have branch just in London alone at the moment. Very soon you will have branches all over the nations.
Amen.
You will have branches in America.
Amen.
You have branches in Africa.
Amen.
You have branches in Asia.
Amen.
You have branches in the Middle East.
Amen.
You have branches in Europe.
Amen.
May God multiply your businesses.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So this is our month of fruitfulness. And this is your appointed time to be fruitful.
Amen.
Believe God, agree with me that you shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Yes, go ahead and confess, I shall be fruitful this month in the name of Jesus. Say it confidently, I shall be fruitful this month in the name of Jesus. God meant me to be fruitful. This month I shall be fruitful in the name of Jesus. My brain shall be fruitful with ideas in Jesus' name. My body shall be fruitful with children in the name of Jesus. My spirit shall be fruitful with good fruits in the name of Jesus. We understand from the passage that we read that God built the midwife houses. God was the one behind their multiplication, their fruitfulness. Because of what the midwife did, the Bible said the midwife in verse 17, that the midwife, they fear God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the maid children alive. When you read the story, you discover that the king of Egypt was threatened by the blessings that God was blessing his people. He was threatened by their fruitfulness, by their increase, by their success, by their multiplication. The king of Egypt and his people were threatened. So they conspired to start to cause them to diminish. They conspired to make sure that every male child born to them was killed. Your success, because of your destiny, because of your stars, that is the reason why you are facing what you are facing at the moment. Because the devil is threatened about your stars. The devil is threatened about your destiny. The devil is threatened about godly children that you are going to bring forth. So he's trying all in his power to see that you don't bring forth those children that will become terror to the kingdom of darkness. But the devil has lost the battle. Let somebody say the devil has lost the battle. In the name of Jesus. So you need to understand that the implication of your faithfulness and obedience unto God matters a lot. It has a lot of implication. Your faithfulness and obedience unto the Lord. The children of Israel, the midwife, refused to obey the king. They rather fear God than the king. The king, that time, they have authority to kill, to deal with anybody they wanted to deal with. The king issued a command, kill the children of Israel, the male children. And they must carry out the responsibility. Anybody that didn't carry out the responsibility, the penalty is death. But the midwife, because they fear God, they are ready to pay the price with their life. But instead of paying the price with their life, God delivered them from the king of Egypt. Not only that, God blessed them. God dealt well with them. God multiplied them. God built them houses. God favored them. Hallelujah. So you never know the implication of your action. The Holy Spirit said, I should let you know. Before I forgot, the Holy Spirit mentioned as I went to the toilet that some of us should be regularly using Psalm 91 to pray in the morning or to confess before you go out. There are a lot of evils in the day, but regularly read Psalm 91 as a declaration of God's protection. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As a youth, you need to know that you never know when your friends are pushing you to do something against the wish of God or parent, what the result will be. You never know the result when your friends are pushing you to do something against the will of God or the will of your parent, what the result will be. You never know as a child of God when someone out there is luring you into sin or compromise. God is watching you. You never know how far-reaching the implication of your action will be. The midwife, they didn't know how far-reaching the implication of their action will be. Their action for saving the male children, number one, make God to deal favorably with them. Number two, make God to build them houses. Number three, make them to save the soul of the one that will deliver the whole nation from over 400 years of captivity. You never know the implication of your action. So we have to be careful with what we do. We have to be careful about compromising our faith because we never know how far-reaching the implication will be. May God help us to be like the Hebrew midwife, to rather obey the Lord than the king, to rather obey the law than the pound sterling. Let somebody say, may God help me to rather obey the Lord than any other person. Hallelujah. Now, but the focus of our today is our appointed time as relating to fruitfulness. One or two things we need to know about the mystery of the appointed time is that God has a timetable for each and every one of his children. God has a timetable for each and every one of his children. And it is important for us to wait for his time. It is important for us to wait for God's time. God's timing is different from man's timing. God said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts, as the heaven is high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The mystery of appointed time, of God's appointed time, is that it is often not known. It is often not known. And we need to know, and All we need to do is to wait for him. To wait for him, trust in his love for us, trust his love for us during this period. Trust his love for us, his faithfulness to his promises. Let somebody say, God is faithful to his promises. His faithfulness to his promises and his unlimited power. God is unlimited in power. Let somebody say, God is unlimited in power. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, God has spoken once and twice have I heard it. That power belongs unto God. Power belongs unto God. God is unlimited, brethren, in power. Unlimited in power to do anything he wants to do at any time he wants to do it. He's unlimited in power to do anything he wants to do at any time he wants to do it. He's unlimited, he's suffering in power. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, the children of Israel, the disciples, they wanted to know when the kingdom would be restored back to Israel. But Jesus Christ said, no, don't bother about that. I don't want to reveal the appointed time to you. You just go about winning soul, witnessing about the great things that I've done. In Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes when? Say, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The waiting period may be full of tears, but joy will still come in the morning. Some of those who waited for God in the past did so with tears, but they never stopped waiting for him and they got their expectation. They never do or stop waiting for God. They never go about doing some other things. They waited and they got their expectations eventually. You too, you will get your expectation very soon in the name of Jesus. Your expectation very soon will become manifestations in the mighty name of Jesus. All you need to do is wait for God. Tell your brother by yourself, sister, wait for God. David said, if you look for further in that Psalm 40, if you go forward to Psalm 40, verse 1, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He did what? He inclined to me. I like that. And heard my cry. He inclined to me. This season, God will incline to you. Amen. God will hear your cry. Amen. God will hear your cry. Amen. God will answer your prayers. Amen. In the name of Jesus. It may look like your prayer don't receive attention in heaven, but very soon, God will put all the answers together and surprise you with many areas of miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say God will surprise you. Amen. With many areas of miracle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody waited for the Lord. And like we shared on Friday, he went to a Holy Ghost service. At times the ushers can be nasty. They refuse her to go and sit on Gio's chair. She said, how can I make contact with Gio? So she went and rubbed her body around the altar, around the pulpit. And that season, she gave birth to triplets. So when Gio was giving testimony, he said that the pulpit is more powerful than the seed. Because maybe the seed will deliver her one child. But the pulpit deliver her how many? Three children. The Lord will give you multiple miracles this season. Amen. I say the Lord will give you multiple miracles this season. In the mighty name of Jesus. In your waiting period, God is trying to put all the answers together so that he can give you a landmark miracle. In Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, the Bible says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. It says, so God will make bright clouds. He will gather clouds together and give them rain. Rain to every grass in the field. In other words, when the rain of God is unleashed, everyone will be affected. And that is what God is telling us as a church, that our appointed time has come and is bursting forth upon us. And the blessing will not be limited to some few people. Everyone under the ministration will be blessed. I declare you will be blessed this season. God will not pass you by this season. The favor of God will not pass you by this season. The anointing of God will not pass you by this season. The blessings of God will not pass you by this season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says someone's waiting period is over. Yeah. Your time has come to celebrate. Do you know what it means to feel like you are dreaming when you are actually awake? It happens when the Lord does the impossible. When the long expectation suddenly comes to pass. Suddenly becomes long-term expectations, suddenly become testimonies. And that's what God is going to do for you this season. In the name of Jesus. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says that God is a God of suddenly. Our God is a God of suddenly. Long time expectation suddenly will come to pass. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. It says that, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple. How will he come? Suddenly. He will just appear with his blessings, with his package of miracle for you. Even the messenger of covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. He is coming. His angel that will bring you his blessing, they are doing what? They are coming. They are on their way. They will not miss your home address. Amen. They will not miss your business address. Amen. They are coming. They are coming and they are unstoppable. Amen. They are unstoppable. When your appointed time has come, you become unstoppable. Your miracle become unstoppable. Whatever God has to do, he will do it. Whatever judgment he has to issue to those that is hindering your miracle, God will issue the judgment. That's what verse 5 says. He said, and I will come near you for judgment, and I will be a sweet witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit weak anas and widows and orphans, against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. God says he's coming with judgment. Some days ago, God made me in the night to begin to command judgment, judgment, judgment. And God is judging everyone hindering your miracle. Those power hindering your joy, God is judging them at this time. And suddenly, God is breaking forth for you. God is bursting forth for you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you look at the case of Abraham, you discover that God has appointed time for him. But guess what? Each day draws him closer to that appointed time. Each day drawing him closer. But one day, the God of suddenly showed up for them. For Abraham and Sarah at the appointed time. And when you look at Genesis 21, verses 1 to 3, the Bible says, and God visited Sarah, and Sarah conceived and bring forth a child. Hallelujah. And in chapter 24, verse 1, the Bible says, when Abraham was advanced here, that God has blessed him in all things. God has blessed him how many things? In all things. The end of his testimony is that God has blessed him in all things. No more but a complete blessing, a complete testimony, a complete greatness. God will bless you in all things in the name of Jesus. Every burden will be removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When your waiting period is over, there is never a barrier, physical or spiritual, that can stand against you or the word of God. Barrenness will give way to fruitfulness. Poverty will bow to prosperity in the name of Jesus. Scarcity or economic recession will give way to plenty and abundance. Bondage will open its gates to freedom. Sorrow will flee for joy. Disaster will disappear for goodness and mercies of God. When your waiting period is over, loneliness will give way to friendship and connection. The connection between appointed time and fruitfulness is that the appointed time is a time of great fruitfulness. As we see in Exodus 1:7. In Psalm 103 verse 17, the Bible says, 102:13, the Bible says, "Thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion. Thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, the search time has come. Thou will arise and have mercy upon Oyetunji, for the time to favor her. Yea, the search time has come. The time for God to favor me. The search time has come. The time for my poverty to give way to my prosperity has come. The search time has come. The time for economic recession in my life to give way to plenty and abundance have come. The time for my sorrow to give way to joy. The search time has come." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your appointed time is come, you just find you have a Midas touch. Everything you touch prospers. Everything you touch prospers. When your appointed time has come, everything you touch prospers. You will become fruitful. Become exceedingly fruitful. Every love you make with your partner results in pregnancy. Hallelujah. Including those that are giving up. So you, every love you make will give way to pregnancy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I could remember my second daughter is called Fruitfulness. In fact, my wife prefers calling her Fruitfulness than Ifeolu or Mary. Because the moment we were separated for 22 months, when she came over to England and I was in Lagos for 22 months. So, but the first time she came back now to arrange my settlement visa to come to UK. The first time she came, this first time we met, result in pregnancy. One contact after 22 months. Hallelujah. When your appointed time comes. Hallelujah. Pleasant surprises are coming to us. Pleasant surprises. So be careful, because in the appointed time, every love will result in what? Thank you, Jesus. I have good news for you this morning before I round up. That now, after our waiting, after the period of our fasting, the word that God gave us is that 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. And it is talking about the fact that he said that our appointed time has come. As a church, It means that as many as claim the promise, they shall receive. How many of us believe and claim that your appointed time has come? My appointed time has come. I claim the word of God that this is my acceptable time. This is my appointed time. This is my time of the Lord's favor in the name of Jesus. So verse 2 of that 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says that, for he says, God is speaking here to his people, in an accepted time I have heard you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. Then he now went on to say that, behold, see, consider, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. What are we trying to say? In the initial statement, he said, the accepted time is the day that God hears his people. It's the day that God answered the prayer of his people. And when we are talking about the day of salvation, it's the day that God has helped his people, or God will help his people. And then the word of God and the word of prophecy now went further to say that now is that accepted time. Now is now the day of salvation. In other words, brethren, your time has come for God to answer your prayers. The time has come for God to help you. Let somebody say, my time has come for God to help me. My time has come for God to answer my prayers. My accepted time has come. My appointed time has come. And that's why this time, don't walk by faith, by sight, but walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You must back off you must make sure you maintain your profession of faith this time. Very important. Don't look at the circumstances around you. Maintain your profession of faith and be full of good works. That's the two things that you need to hold on this period. You need to do number one. What is the first thing you need to do this period? Maintain your profession of faith. Your profession of faith, your confession of faith, you need to maintain it no matter what. Don't look at your circumstances. Number two, make sure you are full of good works. Good works, make sure you live right. Make sure you don't allow hunger. Make sure you don't allow quarrel, so that the devil will not have loophole to steal your blessings. Hallelujah. There is the testimony of one sister, Akande, that was featured in Redemption Testimonies. He says that the woman was, had a child some 18 years ago, and then she couldn't get conceived again for the next 8 years. When she went to the hospital, the doctor or the GP said that she had fibroid, and they have to operate upon that fibroid. So she continued to pray, and all through that period, she was still menstruating. So the time came, she had an appointment with the surgeon, and they took her to the theater. They tried to sedate her so that she can be prepared for operation, so that they can remove the fibroid. But they discovered that she couldn't be sedated. So they tried and tried, but she couldn't be sedated. So the doctors, they were giving up. They then finally say, okay, we don't know what's happening to you. Just push as if you are pregnant. You are giving birth to children. Just push. We don't know what is happening to you. He said, lo and behold, as she pushed, a bouncing baby boy came out. 4.8 kilograms. Somebody diagnosed with fibroid. That this is fibroid in your womb. It's not a baby. Still menstruating up to a few days to that period. She still saw her menstrual period. But she gave back to a bouncing baby boy. What can our God not do? Give the Lord a clap of him. Give him praise. Give him praise. What I want to bring out is that you need to maintain your profession of faith. Because you are menstruating does not mean that a baby is not there in the womb. there are a lot of testimony like that. Some people, they don't know the baby is there until many months. They are still menstruating, but they don't know they have conceived. So are many of you like that? You need to maintain your confession of faith. Don't look at what things around you are suggesting to you, but continue to confess that my appointed time has come. My appointed time has come. My season of fruitfulness has come. And barrenness will give way to fruitfulness in our life in the name of Jesus. So this morning, I need to hide this also. God revealed to us, in the course of the fasting, one of our sisters, that I went to her in the hospital and was congratulating her that, congratulations, how did it feel like to deliver a baby? So one of our sisters that was trusting God for children, praise God. So God was confirming to me that the appointed time has come. Amen. The good news is now, God is saying, because of my word, I'm extending that word, that revelation to every one of you trusting God for children. That your appointed time has come. Your appointed time has come. If you believe, declare that my appointed time has come. So when you wake up in the morning, just declare that, Lord, my appointed time has come. My appointed time has come. I am fruitful. I am blessed. I will multiply. I will increase. And I will become exceedingly mighty upon the earth. Hallelujah. If you believe your appointed time has gone, give the Lord a clap offering. Let's give him praise. God, let's give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Brethren, as we close, have faith in God. Even if it seems that your appointed time is said not to be now, if you have faith in God, God can fast forward your appointed time to be now. And God will indeed fast forward your appointed time to be now. In John chapter 2, the appointed time of Jesus was not yet to manifest miracles. But the mother had faith in him. The mother has those around that just hear whatever he asks you to do. So Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with you? Because the mother knew his ability, what he can accomplish, what God has spoken concerning him. The mother had faith in him. And all of a sudden, the time of Jesus was fast-forwarded. And that particular day, at that particular marriage of Cana of Galilee, Jesus performed an incredible miracle. Hallelujah. Because of your faith in Christ this season, your appointed time, if it has been ordained for later, will be fast forwarded to this season. Amen. I say your appointed time will be fast forwarded to this season. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let's give God thanks. Let's give him praise this morning. Let's give him what? Worship. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory. Give you praise. Give you worship. Give you worship. Reproske patalia boske. Zeker trubokurubokushikutubushikutubush. Lift your two hands to heaven and declare before God that my appointed time has come. I renew the creational blessings of God upon my life, upon my destiny. I shall be fruitful. I shall multiply. I shall fill the heart and subdue it. I shall have dominion over every living thing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We receive. We receive. We receive. Go ahead and claim what you want. Claim what you want at this time. Claim what you want. Claim what you want now. The table is prepared. Claim what you desire of the Lord. Your appointed time of has come. Your time of favor has come. Claim what you want. Is it car that you need? Claim your car. Is it promotion that you need? Claim your promotion. Is it good success that you need? Claim that good success. Is it favor you need before the employer? Claim that favor now. Your appointed time has come. Your time of fruitfulness has come. Your time to be exceedingly fruitful has come. Your time to increase has come. Your time to multiply has come. Your time to replenish the earth has come. I claim my blessings. I claim my blessings. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. I agree with you as God's servant that all your requests are granted. Before the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare they are granted. In Job 22:28, the Bible says, I shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto me. I decree that all your requests are granted. All your requests are granted. The Bible says that God pronounced his blessing upon his creation after he created them. And then gave them a mandate to be fruitful. After he pronounced his blessing. Blessings is the ability or power to prosper. Power to achieve. Power to be fruitful and multiply. Therefore, as the representative of God, I pronounce God's blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. I pronounce God's blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless you this season in the name of Jesus. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless you this month in the name of Jesus. Make you fruitful in the name of Jesus. Make you fruitful spiritually. Make you fruitful in your body. Make you fruitful in your job. Make you fruitful in your career. Make you fruitful in your destiny. May the Lord that made heaven and earth make you fruitful. In the name of Jesus. Place your right hand upon your head and say, I receive the power, the grace to be fruitful. I shall be fruitful indeed. I shall be fruitful indeed. I shall be fruitful indeed. I shall be exceedingly fruitful this month of August and throughout this year. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and give him.